Voice of America on Friday, March 2nd, 2018, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the coronation of Ndebele King.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can join us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about the High Court's move to block the installation of Ndebele King.
The High Court ruled today that it is unconstitutional to install Ndebele King. Ndebeles were expected to install Prince Bulelani Lobengula Khumalo tomorrow as the new Ndebele King.
But also following the interjection of the Ministry of Local Government, the ceremony has been stopped with Home Affairs Minister Ope Timpof warning that there will be dire consequences if the High Court order is not heeded.
Bulelani Lobengula Khumalo was expected to take over from the second and last Ndebele King, Lobengula, who disappeared in 1894.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us right now at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hamwadiwa nasi tauti tinge tichi zea nyaya ili kuneta shukuru kuma Tebeland uko yekuti poiswa ere mambo ikoko se tsika zevanu vechi Ndebele urumende ili kuti izozo azisi mbumbirere mitemo nekudaro azvikwanise kunge zvichiitwa asi vamwe kumatebetle ndikoko vari kuti vanoda kuti pange paina mambo kana ishe sezvaitika kare kuna ana Muzilikazi nana Lobengula. Tida kunzwa maonere enyu panyaya iri kunetsa zvikuru iyi. Gibbs,
yebo Blessing, kunjani mfowethu? Lamhlanje zvulukandaba sixoxa ngodaba olungani lusekudwini kudaba loku kuti kube lenkosi yesizwe samaNdebele. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngoPrince Bulelani Lobengula Khumalo okade kumele agcotshwe kusasa, kodwa kanye ngazani sokumiswe yi-High Court ethi akukho emthethweni kwenzakale khonoko. Sikhuluma nje uBulelani Lobengula Khumalo sefikile koBulawayo, baqale bangani bayamvimbela ukuthi angene aze fike e-airport, kodwa hayi kanye ngazani sefikile lapho kumele ayikhona. Sikhuluma njalo ke kulabantu abaningi abasemngceleni, sikhuluma lapha nge-Pipe Bridge kanye le Plumtree abadlule ukungena ukuthi bazebona kugcotshwa inkosi, ukuthi abavinjelwe phandle. Abanye bavele South Africa, eBotswana, abanye njalo bavele Lesotho, leSwaziland, befuna ukuthi bebona ukuthi kwenzakalani. So ke sikhuluma njalo ke khonapha kulabanye abathi ngcono kuqhubekele phambili ngoba abantu bemthwakazi bebetshaya itoyitoyi besiqala phezulu beqolotsha besithi akube njalo. Singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njalo Blessing kumbe kuyamiswa ke mtshokotsho. So nxa lifisa ukuthi le lingele kuhlelo nasi inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Lingakhohlwa njalo ukuthi kulo mnumzana Raphael Stanley Khumalo kuzobuya njalo lo Zwide Khumalo bathi labo bazinkosi. Iye kunjalo ba.
Onguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchifona tichitaura nyaya idzipa namba zedu 001-202-619-2077. Hongu darire pamusoro rati azvifanire kuenderera mberi zvekugadzwa kwamambo uyu, asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa vari kuzoenderera mberi vachiita izvozvo. And earlier on, Gibbs, I did reach the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Obet Mpofu, to discuss this whole issue. Maybe let's take a listen to what he had to say.
The fact that they say they are going to defy the High Court order is illegal. I mean, people who defy the law would be committing an offense against the laws of the country. So we hope people will abide by what the court has decided. I mean, even government, on our part, we will abide by what the High Court has decided upon. So I urge those that want to go against the determination of the High Court to abide by it, as we will not tolerate any defiance to what the court has said.
But is this whole thing and confusion not causing instability in Bulawayo? Are there any attempts by the government to address this issue?
No, the whole thing is unconstitutional. Our constitution does not allow that kind. We don't have the provision for a king in this country. And these so-called coordinators are aware of that. They are just, creating smoke, which is totally misdirected and unacceptable. We will only condone something that is within our constitution and within our laws of Zimbabwe. And those that want to break the law, they know what happens to people who break the law.
But is the government open to a dialogue with these people who are saying they want to establish their kingdom?
No, we cannot negotiate an illegality. They want the provision for a king in Zimbabwe. They have to approach their MPs, they lobby their MPs to change the laws of the country, not to unilaterally impose their breaking of the law by using, uncouth methods like they hired people to demonstrate against even the meeting that we had this morning. We have said, and the new dispensation is saying, people are free to exercise their rights in within the framework of legality. But if people exercise their rights, their so-called freedom, to break the law, that is not acceptable.
There was the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Obet Mpofu. He's saying that in the country's constitution, there is no provision for the coronation of a king. Mpofu wanzwa Gibbs wakutarewo kuti mubumbiro remutemo hapana panonzi panokwanisa kugadzwa mambo kuma Tebeleland uko. Vachitiwo vanenge vachida kuita izvozvo vanokwanisa kuenda kunhengo dzavo dzedare reparamende kana kuti maMP votaura kuti bumbiro remutemo wenyika ringe richivandudzwa kuti pange paina mambo, asi mamiriro akaita zvinhu iko zvino hazvitenderwi pamutemo. Vachitiwo vanhu vanenge vaungana mangwana vachiti vada kugadza mambo uyu vanenge vachityora bumbiro remutemo wenyika, nekudaro mapurisa anosunga vanhu vakadaro.
Yes, yamuzwa lapa ke umnumzana Obet Mpofu kanga ndapera ngendaba dzekaya kuti vangakwenza kuona kuti kudzochingozi kusasa kuzava lokugedla kwamazinyo. So kuti hayi akwe mthethweni phela kumele kuyekelwe. I'm happy that we are joined by Mr. Evangela Ncube, who is the spokesperson for the Royal Crown Trust. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Tell us, what is the latest now on this issue of the coronation?
Well, late this afternoon, Justice Makone judged that we cannot proceed with the coronation tomorrow until there is a provision either in the Constitution or in the legislation. His interpretation was that the law only provides for a chief, a headman, and a village head. And to the extent that that is the case, then we still have to go back to the legislature for an opening for a monarchy. That was his judgment.
And what was your kind of reaction to that kind of judgment?
Well, naturally, we disagreed with the judgment, but that is the judgment of the High Court. There is nothing we can do about that. We either can appeal that one, but we have not decided as yet as an organization, as a people. We still have to sit down and formulate a way forward, whether we appeal or do it otherwise. But that is what has been decided by the court.
But there were reports that some people were saying they are going ahead anyway. Is that what is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I cannot say that as an official who was one of the respondents or the applicants, let me put it that way. So when the court makes a judgment, it is binding on me. I still have to sit down with Codex and chart the way forward. Of course, the people are angry, people are anxious, people are determined to have their king, and certainly we will have a king. There is no question about that. We will finally have a king in future. I don't know whether it is tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, or when the decision is going to be made by the people, but a king, we are definitely going to have one. Our culture requires that we have a king, and we cannot allow our culture to continue paralyzed. We have to ensure that everything is in place. We have a headman, we have a chief, we have a king. Our culture requires that, as I'm saying. The Constitution has to provide for that. The laws have to provide for that. If that is the case, the case of the absence of a provision. But our interpretation is that the Constitution is silent. It's just silent. It doesn't prohibit a king. It doesn't. But the judge was of a different view.
Yeah, Masters Kangela ke ungathini ngo principle lani lophekula Khumalo njalo labantu wathi kumele bengene kunapha ke kubengene kunapha kweZimbabwe. Bayangena kumbe lokho bevinjiwe.
Abantu abaningi bavinjiwe, amabhasi amaningi abuyele emuva, ngikhuluma up to into engabo 25 buses that is visa. Ebhayibhriji awuloni, kuBotswana side, kuZambian side, iMozambique side, all the sides zelizwe bekuvaliwe kusuka izolo. Abantu abangaphathanga amapasipoti kakhulu aweZimbabwe bengabavumeli ukuthi bangene. Ukunye nayo inkosana umntwana uBulelani loBhengula Khumalo, ekufikeni kwakhe bafike bamvimbela ukuthi angene. Size samlanda khona e-airport kodwa usekhona phakathi esigodlweni sakoBulawayo.
So singathi ke yena uthini ngakhonokho, uyakhuluma kumbe ukhuluma abadala kuphela?
Ukhuluma thina abadala, sesengumntwana kuhle ngawucopha lami kanje, uyathola konke okudingayo.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Sicela ubambe khona lapho ungayikatshana. So he's saying that there are some buses, 25 buses that were carrying people from different parts of the from certain other countries. That is people from Botswana, Mozambique, South Africa, Swaziland, Lesotho, and others. So he says they were actually blocked from coming in. Especially people that were carrying foreign passports. So he says maybe that was part of the blocking system. And then we've got Skumbuzo Mlalazi here on Facebook. Uthi amaNdebele abayigcobe ebusuku lenkosi yabo ngoba vele kumele kube njalo. Then Ulanga Ngena says there is nothing that is political about this whole issue. Then we've got Bokarav who says kathi babethi kababulawe umthwakazi babadube. Lamanje ke sibona kunjalo bafuna ukuthi passport ngophondo. Banele mabuya utubukele lawe sibongile kakhulu. So do you have any people on Facebook and maybe someone
of course,
else?
We have some people following on our Facebook page, the Shona page. Preview Makuyana Zinuku arikuti kudzoka nguva yalo Bengula here mukore uno. Then Herbert Keda Hick says, is Matabeleland a kingdom or a province? Of course, those are some of the comments we are getting. Of course, we encourage people to write progressive comments, not to attack each other or insult each other, because we want a civilized debate. Let's go back to Mr. Ngube. Now, Mr. Ngube, who is the real king? Because I've heard so many people coming up and saying that they are the genuine. You know, with the Lobengula or Muzilika's DNA. So many people have come up, and there's a lot of confusion. Can you clear the air for us?
Well, what is important is the fact that a king is decided or installed following a particular lineage. There are rules and regulations, cultural rules and regulations, that regulate the way you have to identify and coronate a king. In terms of our culture, there is no other person who qualifies except the Crown Prince Bulelani Lophengula Khumalo. There is no problem that they are contestants. The contestants are not a problem. it is normal when you have power that is in a particular office that will have a lot of people that are interested. And there is a different point of view for every person. And more than that, we have different ways of interpreting the rules of our culture. So you then end up with a lot of people that are genuinely interested, and those that genuinely believe that they qualify, and those that really are just being mischievous. But all having been said and done, there is only one person who qualifies, and this is the person that the government blocked today, who are supposed to be coronated tomorrow. And in our culture, you cannot be coronated except by the chiefs, through the chiefs. And there is only one person who is going with the chiefs, who is moving with the chiefs, who is supported by the chiefs, and that is Crown Prince Bulelandope Ngunakumalo. No other person has the support of the chiefs, and you cannot be a king without chiefs. It's impossible. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'm told that we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Machumane Ncube. He is a human rights lawyer based in Bulawayo. Mr. Machumane Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. And tell us about this king issue. You know, the High Court actually says it's unconstitutional to have a king in Zimbabwe, like Bulelani being coronated as the next king of the Ndebeles. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think the High Court has really missed the point by a mile. Our constitution, in fact, does recognize that the institution, the traditional institutions are recognized. That is in Chapter 15, if you read that section, the subsection 1, it's really identical to the South African section, which actually creates, or recognizes rather, the kingships that exist in South Africa as we know them. What perhaps most people then make a mistake about is that subsection 2 of the Constitution then proceeds to say any person who is a traditional leader can perform the following functions: the function of a chief, the function of a village head, the function of a headman. So I think this is where everyone is getting it wrong. That section then does not say that a traditional leader can only be a chief, a village head, or a headman. It simply says those functions. So if you look at the functions that the chiefs do, you know, that is taking charge of the people within their areas of jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
You would note that ordinarily that is what a king does. But you also recall that, our constitution also does make a provision for everyone within Zimbabwe to enjoy the right to enjoy their culture. And we know that within the Ndebele people, part of their culture is to have chiefs. Over those chiefs presides a king. There is no chief in Matebele that can say I'm a chief without a king. That is how it is. You see, the irony is we are saying we are restoring legacies in Zimbabwe. One of the things that we know existed as part of the Ndebele people is the institution of the monarchy. So once the British, handed over power, certainly one of the things that we should have done at the very core is to say we want to restore the institution of the monarch. But you see, the challenge that people have is that they think that the monarchy seeks to create a nation under himself.
Mm-hmm.
Which then threatens, the very security of the Republic of Zimbabwe. But that is not true, you see. Those who think along those lines miss the point by a mile. Because you will recall that even in England, there is a monarchy within, the British system who plays a certain role. we would also recall that in South Africa, there are quite a number of kings within the Xhosa kingdom, mm-hmm. within the Zulu kingdom. But those people all exist within the context of the republic. So really, there is no issue here. We are just splitting hairs. The constitution does not say that there cannot be no king within Matabeleland. It does not say so. So people are reading into the constitution that which is not there.
Mm. Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I guess we've got some callers. Mm-hmm. Fungai and Kutana, maybe you can mm-hmm. check Kutana.
Fungai? Totanga, Magadi? Mukoma Fungai?
Yes.
Magadi, eh?
Ndilipoka na makasimba ukuru sei gugu.
Ah, kuno ukuri na ntipe ufungwa zenyu.
Ya, ufungwa zangu ndiruda kubatira wa kumana wa da kukaja kinga.
Mm-hmm.
Ina angu andiba angu kumatebele ndibati. Inenge ziriko ziro zao, kutu angu wajuana kinga wa wame itase.
Mm-hmm.
Kwa wano oda. Asi wakaresha kubata kanda ngati gajire new constitution pa.
Mm-hmm.
Wa niyo hawa harukucha gaizo shishi kutu angu wachuya kuzo celebrate the king.
Mm-hmm.
Wangada waka uya. Kuzoita input pa constitution kuti zvari kuzoda wachizi zvari kuzoda zvari kuzoda nguva yagadzira constitution wainge wakatowara izvo vasingazivi tai pane zvatichazodawo pai pamberi apa takati nezvamukana wakakura siri kuti vagadzirise matambudziko avo pachiziisira muconstitution nyangoti ndiwo mashoko angu anenge ava advise kuti kana mangwana pachizotaura nyaya yeconstitution vanonga vasaignore kuti inofunga kuti inoda kuzobenefita nhingi kana kuti nhingi kana tichitaura zveconstitution ndikutaura iwe one day wakavarairwa zvako unogona kuzongokubatsira ndo payava kudiwa manje zvimwe saka idambudziko ratinenge tiinaro tine ignorant pane zvinhu zvinozotibatsira mangwana angoti naiwayo zvangu taibatwa wakomana
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wafungai
okay thanks
So what Funga is saying is that, you know, he's seeing people mobilizing now to say, let's go and install a king. And he's saying that those people, at the time when the country was writing the 2013 constitution, they should have pushed for a provision that would allow them to have a king in Matabeleland. He's saying there's nothing wrong in that. The only problem is that, you know, they did not lobby enough to ensure that there is that constitutional provision gaps.
Hmm. Good point there. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Satake Ukuzai Samaita, Usekuma and Lapa. But Ukuzai Gunja?
Sabdalina.
Yeah, it's a period of void. So, I would you to an Uvola Njanu Tavala?
Yeah, mina Uvona Wami. Ku into enhle impela ukuthi abantu bakamthakazela lenkosi yabo. Yinto esingayithokozela kakhulu lami ngakujabulela lokho. Kodwa ke kula magwegwe akhona lapha ke ku constitution yethu into engazange ilungiswe kwasekuqaleni kwakumele ukuthi ngesikhathi sithola uzibuse sithola inkululeko kwabelungu kube yinto ezahlalelwa phansi ihlafunwe kukhangelisiswe ukuthi kwakungenziwa njani ngokunjalo ke ngenxa yokuthi umthetho uthule if the law is silent that does not give a provision for people to create laws. So, obakhathesi into ekhona umbuzo engingaba lawo ngokuthi, is Matabeleland a kingdom or a province? If Matabeleland is not a kingdom, then we have a serious problem. We cannot have a king where there is no kingdom. I-problem esilayo futhi enye enkulu ukuthi abantu bafuna ukuthatha izinto zase-South Africa bezileta lapha. Nxa befuna ukuthi uMakhosi Banda wazo wathi, ofuna izinto zase-Britain kahambe e-Britain khona ngale, you know, something like that. Abafuna kwase-South Africa, abahambe e-South Africa, ngoba e-South Africa balobukhosi, thina silabo. And if we want to go back down ye-history yangkhona, we will notice that. Umzilikazi vele wayengelabo ubukhosi kwasekuqaleni. That's history. Umzilikazi does not have a king's blood. Ngoba aso akaphume ebukhosini kodwa wayeyinduna kaChaka, that's pure history. Wasesiza kobulawayo, having come to Bulawayo, he installed himself a king. Ngabe uChaka had wanted to follow him, he would have killed him for that because he is a bogus king. Wayengelabo ubukhosi alizange vele naphakade libe khona igazi lobukhosi endenini emulini yakomzilikazi. Lolo phengula, therefore, that makes him a wrong king. just as ubulelani akula bukhosi egazini leliyana ubukhosi bukwaZulu umzilikazi wayeyinduna.
Ye siyabonga kakhulu ke Samaita ungakhohlungatinela kusasa. Yeah, Baba, if you tell me, I think you are most about what you are saying is that, you know, maybe you had a question, blessing, to say, is Matabeleland a kingdom or a province? You know, so he says, if it's not a kingdom, you can't have a king. And he says, maybe the other factor is that King Mzilikazi himself was an uncle to Chaga, you know. So he had no, this blood, he didn't have the, you know, the king in him, you know, so he says, therefore, maybe this was a Pocas king. So, therefore, the lineage in terms of their, you know, the way they were born. So, maybe Bulelani as well is not a king. So, Mr. Efrigela Ngobe, your take on that?
Well, the assertion by the caller that you cannot be a king without a kingdom is absolutely false. It is misplaced, really. There is always provision in different jurisdictions for a king to have to be a king without a kingdom. A kingdom, in this case, being a geographic area upon which a king is governing. But you have a situation where a king is governing through culture, let me put it that way. If I'm a Ndebele king, I'm a king of those Ndebeles who accept me as their king. It doesn't matter whether they are in Harare, they are in Maswingo, they are in Ekuera, they are in Victoria Falls, or wherever they are, I become their king because I'm a cultural king. That is a king without a geographic space. And the misunderstanding that is arising from that is extremely dangerous. Because people always think that when you talk about a king, then you have to talk about the territory upon which he is going to be governing. And also, they always think of a king as a head of state or government. They don't think of a king as part and parcel of a cultural institution in among a particular people. Yes, you'll be having a republican state. You do not need to have a kingdom. Still, within a republic, you can have a king. Within a republic, you can have a king. A republic is a state that is dominated by the elected representatives of the people. They are the superiors of that particular state. A king is part and parcel of that state, but that state will not be a kingdom. It is not always, it doesn't have to always be a united kingdom, sort of like Britain. But you can have a situation like in South Africa or in different jurisdictions, like it exists in Asia, in certain parts of Europe. In certain parts of Africa, you do have kings in Uganda, you do have kings in Ghana, you do have kings in Ivory Coast, but those countries are not kingdoms. So the idea that you cannot have a king without a kingdom, you cannot have a king without a geographic area upon which he is governing, is completely misplaced in this instance.
Thank you very much. I guess maybe Kuzai Samaita was answered there. And then I think we've got a caller. Siloba Nkungwen, for it, Kunja.
Ntembo.
Yebo, linjani baba.
Ndijana nkosi yam.
Ye, umnumzana wilati moyo, kunjani baba.
Ayanyanyenga nkosi.
Ye, akutsho wena ngodaba ulibona njani.
Ah, mfuna ukuvingelela umngane wami lapho umnumzana uNcubu esidala ngamcina.
Ye, Ntembo yabuza.
Yebo, kunjani. Kyonza.
Hayi kungazani
yeye
kubeka baba.
All right, ilo supho lapha Dube. Kulomnumzana uRafael Chuma Khumalo, kulomnumzana uZidekalanga. Bagcotshiwe insukwane ezidlulileyo. Amaphoyisa nohulumeni kaMnankagwa kazange aphatheke kabi ngakho wabayekela bagcobana ngathi bagcobana amafutha amhlobo bani. Kati wayi namhlanje sokugcotshwa ubulelani sebephakamisa amakhanda kutshoni lokho. Bese futhi ngicine ngokuthi Dube khonapho. Ihulumeni le khona siyayazi sonke ukuthi izinduna izisebenzisa indaba zompolitiki. So ma sokusiba lenkosi ezakhokhela izinduna zekwemandebeleni ngapha. Bezwa besesaba ukuthi sebezathatha ama-orders from i-king iking ayisozibe le ndaba zompolitika iza kwenza izinto zamasiko zeculture yakithi esindebeleni. So ngibona ngani nje ipolitiki le edlalwayo nguhulumeni lapha wayeyekela abanye bagcotshwa kuthi uthi ayisizwe inkosi ezifanele inkosi yiyo le ukulelana adefuze igcotshwe kusasa le.
Poke kumele kwenziweni baba khonapho?
Kati nga isiko lakithi vele sasifike inkosi yakithi angithembi ukuthi unqubu ethu ubuza sichazele kahle ukuthi inkosi nxa sibuyile ize qumilizwe yini leZimbabwe kumbize ethini. Kodwa ma yinkosi ezekhokhela amasiko akithi esindebeleni ilizwe leZimbabwe lisilalelonke linjalo ihlonipha uhulumende nalo oyabe khona for inkosi yona le yalelwane ukuthi igcotshwe ngoba sifuna amasiko akithi anganyamalali senyamalele amasiko edule kaneli ubona ezikolo akusafundwa limi lwakithi bambe emaklinika kusela isintu sakithi kwindawo zonke lezi amasiko akithi sethabalele ngenxa yalezi zinduna ezithatha ama-orders from politicians not from the king.
Ye hayi siyakuza kakhulu moyo uza kuphendula khonapho-ke ubaba uEvidlela Ncube. Sibonge kakhulu eMoyo.
Ngiyabonga nami.
Yes, so here Mr. Willard Moyo, who's a councillor in Slovela in the Midlands province, and so many issues to talk about. He says, you know, when Raphael Khumalo and Peter Khumalo were actually coronated by certain people, there were not so many of these kind of conflicts with the state. Even if we still remember that during Raphael Khumalo's installation as the so-called king, there were some police around and, you know, the running battles with the Republican Party. And he further says that, you know, the problem that he has is the way the government is doing things. And he says maybe they are fearing that a king can actually have some leverage on what the chiefs can say. And therefore, the government may not be having that kind of close proximity to the chiefs. So he says there's a little bit of politics there. So maybe you can go to Machoba Ncube and
Ncube, maybe you are hearing what people are saying about, you know, the it takes us to the issue even of devolution, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And what might be the reason why the government is not comfortable with devolution or the issue of a king in Matabeleland?
Well, I think obviously Zimbabwe from the colonial days has been a seriously centralized state. So the government has not come around to appreciate that the constitution has in fact interrupted that system of government and introduced a devolutional state. So for the past 5 years, the government has in fact resisted the implementation of devolution, because what devolution does is that it gives the people at the lower level, at the local level, the right to determine their own affairs. So government is uncomfortable with that kind of situation, obviously. And then the issue of the king, one of the things you would note is that, in my view, I think they fear that this may be a step towards secession, which is really wrong, because those who are pushing the idea of restoration of the kingdom, sorry, of the king, are not really pushing for a secession, but they are pushing for the establishment of a king or the restoration of a king who has who becomes the guardian and the leader insofar as the cultural affairs of the people under his charge are concerned. But of course, I mean, government being politicians, they've got other ideas about all things.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think we have another caller.
Mfundisi Moyo? Yeah, Mfundisi Moyo, kunjani?
Gibbs, makadiko, ni watelele se Studio 7, sisi ninjani labo.
Ay, tirupe. Mwotenda
shukuru.
Tiri? Ye drumpe. No, but I tried. Bundis, you can actually vouch for me. My sonar is good.
Ma, no. Mama kuno mambo kani mama kutiada utaura.
I tried. Eh? I tried.
Mulkola se njari mudaru mbudi boy.
Dokuti wano kutu mbudi.
Murukuti kuni one njia iri mudaru boy.
Aiwa regani po mashoko mashoma mashoma. Murona na wii yomambo kumale mandeveli. Ina wia kuzi na ishuli kwenye kuti wakafanyo iwa wakutoa tu mambo ngao piu iwa wako. Juu za kana kuzi kuhusu kuti kika tafanya yao mambo wana wakawanda na kusema wakuzuru wanukua ya na sana yako fanya bosi na wii ungarisa itoria pasi ina ushama na wao mbe ishama ishara ishara wazo kuhusu kwa zuri kuti pasi bosi bata kana zuri zidi za pira mseri wau ya kuhuna inda wuko ku kwa kudana hizi ni kesi wa shiru pa fadu wa jifo yembe wa nwakambawante wa shuwa shuwa murumu watu babu jida kuduzi na kutina hiyo mambo wakatiwa hiyo mambo ngawa mambo hiyo hapo basi ngawa chisia nye kuti ndiani undiani kuti pari makui kuipa hapo kuzo mwere nisakatanga wa tisakada kwa hoti na wii chawa na uombe chawa uondo uuru panye umambo uu asa nye kufeja kuti kumadishi wa unenga angu sawo zindie mambo kwa tindia kakoza kati umambo uka kumalo nga wangu tuwa iyo wano usungu wa tewe na sase zote mandira anga asino mambo kupaku makuri majiji saka mambo wa saru zonga wa mutelele uyoyo kwenye kuhuizano kuta kutu wano uizano wa suka wazo uraya na utinu zote wano kawanda panye ushete ya kawana zaka wanda wano suka paku uraya na kuhuina zi jakafani zikare zozi saka ndro kuzi na kutu daiva kabati ya na waka kutelele umu umambo uo mbo mambo mkuru mbo opo wa mozi mambo na ikiku kuso na ikiku mbo wa po wa masabu kumasabu masabu wangu na mbo mkuru saizo so ndingawe ndo maoni rangu nifungwa zangu tuta kuti mbunye kamuwe ni minyana aro zinga kanaka zikuruka chinde vini waka wawu na mambo wawo tangawari kikuru kwa wangu bata na wangu waite sinichumifete
ay watu note da shukuru mfundi smoe
ay wanjinoda kuti inda kuti nai mwagudu inga waite za kanaka wakasaru wajitu wa marwe wajitu ya ukuru wapi wandie wapi wawo uza sidi unufubu nyika.
Aye, watu noti enda shukuru.
I mean, warudi inga wini.
Mfundisi Moyo there was saying that, you know, the peace must prevail in Matabele, and he's saying that if this new king is the one that, you know, is the consensus candidate, people must support him, and he says that, you know, these issues of chieftainships and stuff like that usually lead to bloodshed. So he's praying that there will be consensus, and then only one person will be forwarded to become the king. I think it's named Mtereri Parunari Magadi.
Dinani Magadi zeni.
Tiripo bunet kwa lani.
Hindi naitu Agurajena.
Agurajena Magadi.
Aiwa ndinani zangu Magadi iwe mindi no fara ukupina mchirongwa kwa lani.
Aiwa chirongwa ndi chenyu kana mapinda so mnema utotipasa manyemu.
Chokwadi, ndinota mbudika zikuru sei pa msorope wanoti susu wa mechindehele tika zedu zeku kanganiswa zeku mtuwa sei. Ndiko batikana zikuru sei zakare nye zakano garawa chawala pa msorope kuti wa mnanga gongwa ya wazo kumbe wa regereko. Muno ziwa ndinotora se kuti chinofanila kuti tikanganirani. Nekuti tikatarisa nasi tine wano waliku matedelele nchi waliku ndi wana moyo wana juwe chikadao titarise wano hilo awo long break wano wachindelele wakanga wachipamba ufumu wama shona wachitora mwombe zewa shona wachitora wakazi wakanaka wachienda wachita sawaida zoete zwa zijatarisi ni wano yoruzi wachindelele wabu tarisa zwane juro zoguti zwagaiti kapano wa mnangagwa zwagaiti kapawo rumende ya wa mkabe inoona zekuti ziriku ndiwa ngati kanganiranei ngati kanganiranei zoso nekutu iji ni mashona akasika opa kukanga machi izo zoso akaitika
vagurajena vagurajena
mkoma
aitiki muruku mixa history zinu za muruku taora zaitika nguwa yema ndebele ishona wat that was the time yengu wayacho when people were trying to establish my kingdoms vanu wairu wisana neku pamba nekuti panga pas vachiri wira land and stuff like that aditi rasi ya na 1980 vanu wabatana ndosa kazurukunzi wa apologize mkataura zana alobe ngula zwa makutawara nezwe kuti the vashona waini tandemande zanga ziri zengu wayacho when they were trying to establish my kingdoms. fighting for land. 1980 maboundaries esanga apo vanhu vanga kuzva kuti Zimbabwe inokutangira apa chigumira apa Mozambique inotangira apa ichigumira apa saka zvamuri kutaura zvakasiyana zvinoenderana ne historical period yacho yamuri kutaura saka kana vanhu vachiti vari kuda kuti mutungamiri wenyika apologize hapana chakashata mungadzokere kumashure uko saka anozo apologize 1983 ndiani
vanhu vacho vachizvikirwa kuti history yacho pazvinhu zvakaitika kubva kumashure anditi
ndosaka ndati munofanira kuzwisisa context history inoenderana necontext pane time yacho yaiitwa izvozvo handiti kumandevele vaiti mufecane vanhu vainetsana nguva iyoyo vachiestablisha makingdoms hatidzokere ikoko kuti ndozvaitika nguva yacho
anyway regai ndiuye panyaya yeumambo iyi iri kutaurwa iye zvino iyi ndingada kuti ndimbotibvunzeiwo kuti umambo vari kutaurwa ndimambo vanomiririra rudzi rwemandevere rwese here nekuti kumashona kuri kutaurwa tinavo vana mambo charumbira tinavo vana mambo nemangwe tinavo vana mambo njedede and so forth ava mambo vari kunzi vagadze kumatebelelendi ndimambo vari kumirira rudzi rwese here hakuna here mazimambo agara ariko izvozvo
aiwa patsika dzavo machief madiki madiki aya anga aripo asi ivo patsika dzavo vagara kwangu inalo bengula ndiye anga ari mambo pane mutsauko pakati pamambo naishe vamurutaura vandana ishe
saka iye anga
ari mambo
kana takananga ane matongerwo enyika yedu kuti kuna president iye anenge achimira akadii zvavari kuti vanoda kuti kunge kuine mutungamiriri wematebelelendi
kubritain handiti kune mutungamiri wehurumende handiti kwozoti vana prince chausa naana queen elizabeth mukaenda kusouth africa kuna president ramaphosa handiti kwoita king wemazulu havasi kuti tiri kuti kana paana king uyu zvaakureva kuti haakuzvitonga kudunhu aiwa ndozvavari kutaura kuti aiwa handizvo vari kungoti patsika dzedu zvinoitika kune dzimwe nyika ariko mukaenda kuspain is the same thing making anenge ariko but vanoita zvematongerwo enyika vanenge varipo vachishanda vese
aiwa kana zvakadaro hazvinazvo kuipa tinotyira munoona chimiro chinoitika mukati menyika yedu tinoziva hedu hama dzedu idzodzidzo kuti dzinogona kupedzisira zvatikonzeresa hondo mukati meimwe nyika nekuti pfungwa dzavanogara tichinzwa pamusoro pekuti matebhelendi vanhu vanongozvisarudza topedzisira tichaziva kuti hatichagarisani zvakanaka asi tinongotora kuti tiri vanhu tiri mazimbabweni tiri vana vemunhu umwe chete zvokuti isusu mandevere isusu vakati makaranga akati totiramba tichingosvorana nekuda kwemarudzi inongotarisira kuti kana vachizviita ngavazviitawo in good faith zvive zvetsika dzavo asi zvisazokonzeresa futi tidzokere pai pane iya iri kunzi purezidendi ngavakumberegerera nekuti vakaita zvekuita zvekumvhukela zvimvhukela zvavo izvi tinopedzisira futi zvakonzeresa hondo ngavaite zvetsika dzavo zvigumire mukuita tsika dzavo kwete kuzoda kuita mvhukela
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu vagura jena
aiwa tinotenda baba nekuti shuwa mashoko avo anoramba achingopatsanura vamwe tinenge takagarisana nevanhu vechimverere but hatopedzisa takungofunga pfungwa dzekudzokera kumashure kuya kuti mandevere nemakaranga
havawiriyanizvozvovagurajenazvinogona kukonzerwa ndosaka vanhu vachiti munyika munoda truth and reconciliation south africa yakaita zvimwe chete rwanda yakaita zvimwe chete zvamuri kutaura izvozvo hasi zvekuti vamwe vanoti hamungati zvinokonzerwa nemandevere inyaya yekuti munyika vanhu havana kugara pasi vakatarisa nyaya yacho vakaona kuti vanoigadzirisa sei kuchishona zvinonzi mushonga wengozi kuripa saka hakusi kuti zvinhu zvatanga izvino izvi ukauraya munhu unoripa handiti zviri muculture yedu yechishona iculture yezimbabwe kuti kana vadaro ndo zvinoitika
aiwa ipapo hapa kuripa zvangu ndapanzwisisa ndanga ndichingoreva kuti mashoko ekungoti isusu vanhu vechindevere tiri kudai tinodzvangirirwa tinodii zviri kukonze ndakambozviona muchiona ndichidai mukoma wangu pandinosevenza pakatopedzisira potoita batai batai kutopedzisira kundaa pachadano mapurisa pangotanga kakungosawirirana ikako kemunderere nemushona saka munoona kuti kafungwa kachingorimwe ende kari kuda kungoramba kari iko kuvana vari kuzvagwa kusvika pamheno rimi saka tiri ngotiwo ivo kana vachiita zveumambo hwavo ngavaite zvetsika dzavo Asi tichiranga kuti tose tiri vana veZimbabwe mundevere mundau mutonga muchiite tiri vana veZimbabwe.
Aiwa ipapo tinowirirana zvedu asi musati mukaona mumwe chete anenge akanganisa moti vanhu vese ndozvavanoita. Asi tinotenda zvikuru vagura jena nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndinokutenda zvikuru sei. Handazvingoda zvakare angotaura hei ndinozvishaiwa mukana ndingokumbirawo nditaure pamusoro pezvinenge zvichingoitikawo mune zvematongero edu enyika. Yokumbira usiwa murambe uchingotibata kuti tiri kugokwe uko kwane mangu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa ticharamba tichikufonerai namba dzenyu taanadzo tichinzwawo kuti zviri kufamba sei munyaya dzekurima nedzimwe.
Aiwa ndizvozvo chiwanda inenge ndezvakawanda zvanoita kungotaurawo pane zvinoitwawo munane DCT nemhirizhonga dzinoitika saka ndee ndingozama ndichishaiwa mukana maita zvikuru sandiipindawo
mu tinotenda zvikuru. Of course that day is Mr. Gurajena is saying his concern is that some of these issues might actually end up bringing friction in the country, and he has said he has experienced it, the tensions, you know, in some communities, and he's saying that Mr. Mnangagwa must not apologize for the alleged atrocities that happened in Matabele and the Gugrawundi and stuff like that. But I was telling him that, you know,
certain paradigm shifts, you know, eras.
Exactly. He was going back to 1893 during that time when, you know, people were trying to establish their kingdoms and the Debeles and Shonas were fighting, you know, but that was for that particular period. It happened here in America.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but...
You're saying go back to the Stone Age and...
Exactly, you know, yeah. Exactly. Things that happened. I don't think those things quite relate to what is happening now. I think things have changed. We are talking about human rights and issues like that. But... of course, I think what it also means is that there is no, like, understanding of what the Ndebele Kingdom is all about. And I'm happy that we have two distinguished gentlemen who have tried to, you know, make people understand what this means. Because, you know, some people, once you talk about Ndebele Kingdom, they're, oh, okay.
They think of devolution, possession. Maybe let's ask Mr. Efigela Ncube the role of a king. So, Mr. Ncube, what could be the role of a king if, let's say, Bulelani Lophekela Khumalo is coronated?
Well, besides the cultural activities that you will be engaged in, your Imwala ceremonies and other activities that were done by the king, I'm saying just cultural, he has also some religious functions. Your traditional religious activities are also done by the king. In addition to that, a king is a tool for economic development. Mm-hmm. He's not just coming in to earn a salary to be paid by the people. He attracts a lot of tourism into the country. He is a uniter of the people across the political divide so that they are able to work together to achieve the development that they want for themselves and the future of their children.
Mm-hmm.
So he has an economic function, a social function, a cultural function. Every day, on a daily basis, he has to do something that will contribute to the development of the people. So people must move away from viewing a king as just an additional expense, as just a purely cultural institution. He is a job creator. A good king is an investment attractor. So Zimbabwe is going to benefit a lot. The country is going to benefit a lot if it has a king. It is. So we need a king for the economic, social, and cultural development of the people. It is extremely important that we have one.
Now, fears over devolution and secession, how do you get around that?
Well, if people can secede without a king. They can always secede without a king. I can give you countless examples where people have seceded without a king, and you will find none that have seceded with a king. So we must not conflate those issues together. The people of Matabele have serious problems with the way they are being governed. I know that people in other parts of the country will have some problems, but here, the government is behaving in a completely different manner, and people genuinely want government to govern them with justice, to give them opportunities, job opportunities, to allow them to live their lives freely. And all they are asking for is to practice their culture without the intimidation that we are seeing from the state. Mm-hmm. There is no secession. There is devolution, of course, is already captured in the constitution, so there is nothing illegal with that. If people devolve, they will devolve without a king, they will still devolve with a king. Secession, they can still secede without a king. So you are not curing anything. You are not healing anything. If you think that by preventing the people from having their king, then they are not going to secede, then you are completely mistaken. I thought that by giving them an opportunity to have a king, the government in Harare will be extending a hand of reconciliation to say, we want to recognize your right to practice your culture. Let's talk. Let's engage each other and heal each other as citizens.
Mm. Thank you very much for that information, Mr. Ncube. So, ngizokuthenga isilo mlaleli ubaba Khumalo. Baba Khumalo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, kunjani?
Ngiphila kakhulu, ibizwa mbani Khumzi?
Mina uJared Khumalo.
Ye, akutsho ke Khumalo ukuthi udaba lolu lubona njani baba?
Udaba lolu uyazi ukuthi luzisa ubuhlungu thina ngapha esigabeni seMathebele. Ngani ngoba uyabona ukuthi izinduna ngokwazo nxa zikuthe kwaba lenkosi zithatha umthetho wokuphila kwabantu ngendlela eqondileyo ziwuletha ebantwini usuka enkosini usiye ezinduneni izinduna zibe zezibizo sobhuko sobhukwayo sebebiza abantu sebebatshela umthetho wokuphilisana kuhle abantu bengabantu ezigabeni silandela isiko labantu lokuphila kwabantu ngoba nxa ukuthi indawo ngendawo ingelamthetho akuphilwa kuhle ngoba ungakhangela kathi sesilazi izinduna kodwa ngendlela ukuthi savela kathi sesibuswa ngumbuso wokuthi sokubusa lezepolitiki yikho osokusuka kungani abantu kabasaphilisani kuhle ikanti-ke nxa inkosi siba khona mina mbona siba lobubele ekuphileni kwabantu
kodwa ekuphikisaneni lapha-ke kwenye zani bakhona abanye bakukhumala besithi abathi inkosi ebekhona nguRafael Khumalo uzobuya abanye njalo bathi nguPeter Khumalo sokuzobuya kathesi-ke ubulelani lobhengela Khumalo wena ume njani Khumalo
mina yazi ukuthi ngime ngaphi ngime ezinduneni lapho izinduna zahlangana khona zahlala phansi zakhulumisana zabonisana ukuthi nangumuntu ongaphatha usiko lwabantu esibantwini
Oh, so hamba lobulelani lapho.
Nilayi hamba lobulelani lapho.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Khumalo. Laba bantu ke abayisaba ukuthi engxe kungangena inkosi sokuyaganyula ilizwe kumbe uzokuthiwa ke osokumele kube khona ikuthi selizibusa vele lisabuswa ngabanye abantu. Ungathi nakhona. Usakhona nje Khumalo. Khumalo ungazani ke ifoni yakhe isiqhumekile. So he says you know, if ever there is a seat of a king, then the king will relate well with the chiefs. And he says the problem right now is that chiefs are answerable to politicians. So it becomes problematic that, you know, for chiefs that are political, even if the constitution doesn't allow that. And then he says, you know, Ndunas or chiefs are people who are supposed to bring peace to the nation. Instead of having this kind of friction all around, so the king may stabilize that. Yeah.
Interesting. Let's go to Mr. Efi Ndlelancube. Are you still on the line?
I am.
Yes. What are the chiefs in Matabeleland saying about a new king?
Well, they are welcoming the crown prince with open arms. A decision was taken, a proper cultural decision was made by the people of this region. And the chiefs understand that we need a king in Matabeleland. Our culture is incomplete without a king. And that king is not a threat at all to government. It's not a threat at all to the republican nature of the state. The state will continue to elect these parliamentarians. It will continue to elect councillors. It will continue to have judges. It will continue to elect a president. So there is nothing that is threatening the state at all. The chiefs are very serious and determined to ensure that our culture is upheld, is promoted, that we preserve our history, our heritage, in the way they see fit. And the way they see fit is the one that is already captured in the Constitution of Zimbabwe, particularly in Chapter 15, that provides that the chiefs
must, and I repeat, must promote the culture, traditions, customs, and practices of the people upon whom they preside. Of course, you are going to have differences in terms of the interpretation of the rules of our culture. You'll be having people who believe this is the case, this is supposed to be done, others will believe otherwise. But at the end of the day, the chiefs are the guidance, the custodians of our culture, and they've made a decision, and the decision is that Prince Buledandope Ngula Khumalo is the future king. It's just a matter of time when he is fully coronated. We are going to do that. We are going to work out a way to ensure that that is done. I'm happy that even the judge recognized the need to really find a finality to this issue, to ensure that there is no friction in the country. He recognizes the fact that there is potential for friction arising if the government does not resolve the issue of kingship. It has to be resolved, and resolved in an orderly and peaceful manner.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yes. This was a sort of an interim order that was interim relief that was granted, right?
Yeah. So now let's go to Mr. Machoba Ngobe. So the judge actually proposed that there should be some constitutional amendments. How long can that take, Mr. Machoba Ngobe, for, you know, the accommodation of a king?
I did not appear in that matter, so I would know what the judge says, but what I understand is that the judge rejected the urgent application that was brought before him. But anyway, if one has to attend to the amendment of a constitution, it's a process that will take not less than 3 months, because when you are doing a bill to amend the constitution, you have to have it published for 90 days, it being debated by members of the public, it going back to parliament to follow the parliamentary process. So you are looking at a period in excess of 3 months. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I mean, at the beginning, when I joined this program, I'm saying the very provision that provides for the existence of a king in South Africa is what was copied by the draft people, and it is reflected as it is in Zimbabwe. So there is really no need to amend. It's just giving it its proper interpretation, and also interpreting it in line together with the Chapter 4 provisions on the Bill of Rights, the right being the right for one to enjoy their culture. You know, the community of Matabeleland has got their own culture. That culture requires that they be a king that presides over them. So really, for me, there is no need for any amendment of the constitution.
So they can go ahead and do the coronation without any serious repercussions?
What they need to do is to fight it in court and get a decision, because this is one judge who has said this. I don't know what they were arguing. I was not part of that process. But I'm saying this matter has to be resolved within the courts.
Of course, let's emphasize that it was an interim relief.
Yeah, interim order.
So we hope that I think they'll go back to the courts until maybe it is determined by the Constitutional Court, or they can also push for an amendment. I think that is what the Home Affairs Minister, Obet Mpofu, was telling me in an earlier interview, that they can lobby their members of parliament to ensure there is that constitutional amendment. You know, that is the position of the government, that there is need for a constitutional amendment.
So I think, as usual, there's no extra time here.
Indeed.
Right?
Yes.
So sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Evangelan Ngobe, spokesman of the Royal Crown Trust, and then Mr. Mashobana Ngobe, a human rights lawyer. We also want to thank our listeners and the viewers who joined us today. Standing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely weekend.
And this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying, have a blessed weekend till We meet here again on Monday. Good night.
Kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino Studio 7
tishitepe nyura tirimu Washington DC lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuse le Studio 7.